Joining us now is Chester Gillis, professor of theology at Georgetown University, who's written about the Catholic Church in the United States. Professor Gillis, anything new here in terms of policy or likely practice for the Catholic Church in the States?
Well, yes. I think that the fact that this is a national policy, which is uniform, which all bishops will subscribe to, and which they will be accountable to Rome, and it will be standardized, is new, and it's important. The fact that the Pope is apprised of this directly, and that the Pope participated in the conversations, that the Pope acknowledged the kind of pain and suffering of victims and families, and acknowledged the depth of the problem, is significant. And the Church, while it is an American church, is also accountable to Rome and is a universal church. And I think it's important that, in this case, there's a macro management level on from the Church.
But considering that the scandal of priests who had sex with minors and who were not instantly defrocked or assigned elsewhere, were assigned elsewhere, has been in the headlines now for weeks and weeks, and considering that the bishops won't act formally until their meeting in June, is what happened in Rome more public relations event, more ceremony than substance?
Well, certainly there was some public relations character to it, but it's more than a public relations stint, that's for sure. This was the Church speaking officially to the world, and it was a very high-stakes meeting, both for the American cardinals and for the Vatican. Both were under scrutiny as to how they were going to respond to this crisis. Were they going to respond with action and not simply rhetoric? Were they going to put a policy in place that is somewhat draconian, that is a one-strike-and-you're-out policy? And they've done so. Now, the details of that will have to be worked out in Dallas in June with the American bishops, and I think there's a certain principle of subsidiarity in play here that the Pope and the Vatican will allow the American Church to figure out exactly how to do that. But part of it will be putting in place a board, which will be mostly lay people, professional people, who will help to adjudicate these matters. And that will be a kind of shared responsibility then within the Church, which I think is a very good sign.
One of the questions going into this meeting, and for the past several months in the States, has been how many strikes does Cardinal Bernard Law have against him? And has he indeed struck out? Cardinal Law, according to Cardinal McCarrick, the Archbishop of Washington, D.C., he said there was nothing to the Los Angeles Times report earlier in the week that some cardinals were going to ask the Pope to ask Cardinal Law to step down. Evidently no discussion of it, and Cardinal Law didn't take part in the news conference afterwards. What do you make of his performance?
Well, I suspect that there are conversations going on about the role of Cardinal Law or the future of Cardinal Law, but that will be on the Church's timetable and the Vatican's timetable. But I think it will be a relatively swift timetable in this case. Obviously, it would not be something that the Pope would necessarily bring to the table at this meeting, which was about another issue and not about the leadership of this particular cardinal. But I would suspect that that conversation is happening. It's probably happened among the cardinals, and it's probably happened with the Pope, and action will be taken.
I wonder what your sense is, as someone who has written about the Church in this country, as to whether the hierarchy here appears to be in step with the laity, whether what they've done is not only remarkable in terms of what the Church has done in the past, but in terms of what its parishioners are seeking now in the present.
Well, I think, in a sense, many people thought they were out of touch with the laity, and this is one way to get back in touch with the laity, to hear the laity, and to invite the laity to participate in the governance of the Church in some ways, in the ways that it's possible canonically. And I think that's a very important symbol for the American bishops to do. I think they've heard this. As Cardinal Law himself said, it's a wake-up call, and it's a very big alarm clock, isn't it?
Professor Gillis, thank you very much for talking with us.
My pleasure, Robert.
Chester Gillis is professor of theology at Georgetown University in Washington, D.C. He is the author of the book, Roman Catholicism in America.